Parashas Vayakel, find in the parasha the Torah says, "Vayavoy kol ish asher nesoi liboy v'chol asher nadva ruchay oisai." Heavy is Tumas Hashem. The Torah describes two categories of people that came. Number one, kol ish asher nesoi liboy. A second, kol asher nadva ruchay. What is the difference between these two categories? We find two mahalachim. The first mahalach we find in Aruch Chaim. Aruch Chaim says that these two categories are both referring to those that were menadev. They gave donations to the Mishkan. But there were two levels in people that gave donations. The lower of the two levels is nadva ruchay. Someone that gave a donation with nedivas halev, willingly, happily, without a heavy heart. He gave according to how much he was able to do, according to his yicholus, according to his capabilities. A higher level of those people that gave donations to the Mishkan were Nesa'oi Liboy, meaning that his heart brought him up to a higher level. He's able to do more than his capabilities. The Torah first mentions the higher level, called Ish Asher Nesa'oi Liboy, and the Torah adds the word Ish. Ish is Lashon Chashivus, Ha'ish Moshe. Ha'ish Asher Nesa'oi Liboy, that he donated with an uplifted heart, meaning more than he was able to do. The second category of people is Kol Asher Nadva Ruchai. It doesn't say Ish. Although it's a Nadva Ruchai, that's pshat in these two categories, according to Aruch Chaim. We find another Mahalach quoted in the Ramban. Ramban says that when it says in the Torah, Asher Nesa'oi Liboy, the Torah is referring to those that donated, gave donations to the Mishkan. It's referring to those that worked, that actually did the Melechas of Mishkan. The Pasuk, the next word, Asher Nadva Ruchai, is referring to those that donated, gave donations to the Mishkan. And Rabbi explains, Nadva Ruchai is a divas, is talking about giving donations, giving money. But when it comes to doing work, the word nadava doesn't fit to have the word nadava. It's not the correct term to say nadava. It uses the lashon of nesoi liboy. But what does it mean, nesoi liboy, when it comes to doing malacha? Working in the Mishkan, the Torah uses the lashon nesoi liboy. So Rabban explains that the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim, no one knew any craftsmanship. There was no one to learn from. No one was skilled in any craftsmanship, which Rabban in Parshas Kishisa, Parak Lam and Aleph, expands on this point where the Pasuk says, Re'u, Karash Hashem B'Shem B'Salel, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'u, see. What does it mean, see? So Rabban explains that Moshe was telling Klai Yisrael, look at this Pella, that Klai Yisrael were busy in Mitzrayim with Chomer and Levanim, with cement and bricks, unlearned. They were busy building Chomer and Levanim. They weren't used to using their hands for delicate things. And automatically, they were able to do Kesef, Zav, Chavishas Evan, embroidery, Maaseh Roikeim, which is very uncommon, even in the professional world, for one person to do all types of craftsmanship. And it was a Pella, Re'u, look at this miracle. This is unbelievable thing, this Pella, that Klai Yisrael were able to do all these special, special things. What was the secret? What's the secret? How are Klai Yisrael zeche to do such a thing? Here the Torah is telling us the secret. It says in the Torah, Nesoi Liboi, had an uplifted heart. Rabban quotes the pasuk, Vayigba Liboi B'darkei Hashem. He had a raised heart, going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Baal Gaiva is someone that thinks that he's the richest, he's the smartest, he's the strongest. Not necessarily with reality, above reality. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, Vayigba Liboi, a person has to have that Gaiva. He has to think bigger and higher level, not necessarily with his capabilities. This is Soid is not only when it comes to Binyan Lachs and Mishkan, it's even when it comes to one's own personal of Melechus HaMishkan, own personal building his makom for Shechina, his personal Avodas Hashem. One does not need money, knowledge, brains to succeed. He needs to have one tonight, Nesoi Liboi. The understanding that he wants to do for Avodas Hashem, not independent on his capabilities, but he has a strong desire, a strong undertaking that he will do. He wants to do Avodas Hashem. If he has that Nesias Alev, the undertaking, the strong willpower and dedication and devotion to do the Avodas Hashem, even above his capabilities, he'll be zeicha to do so. Pasuk says, Chachma ma'ayin timotze. There once there was a pshat that Chachma comes me'ayin. Me'ayin is gematria 101. 101. Learning 101 times shows that strong desire of will to want to know Torah. He has it 101 times. Chachma comes me'ayin. From that strong will desire that he has for Avodas Hashem. We have Nesias HaLev, then he'll be zeicha to Chachma. The Rambam in Perek Gimel in Talmud Torah uses this yesod when it comes to a person that wants to be zeicha to Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. The Rambam says beferish, Mi shen nesa'oi liboy, l'kayim mitzvah zukaroi, lias muchta b'keser Torah. When it comes to Avodas Hashem and Liman Torah, there's no physical limitations. If there's a nesa'oi liboy, if a person really wants, he can be he'll be zeicha, I feel me'al hateva. This week will be, it's also Parsha Shkolim. Like to mention one limud from the Machzor HaShekel. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a matzbeya shel esh, a matzbeya of fire, Machzor HaShekel of fire. When I was a bacher, before I came to Eretz Yisrael learning Yeshiva's Teretz Tmima, I went one Friday night. It was Parsha Shkolim with my friend to Borough Park to speak to a Rebbe of ours and speak and learning. On the way back, it was around 12 o'clock at night, we stopped off in Bavav. The Rebbe of Shlomo Halberstam Zatzal was in the middle of a tish, and in the middle of speaking, I remember very clearly that he was speaking very fierily. And he was saying, Shikle Kodesh, Matbeya Shel Eish, Gelt is fire, fire. And he repeated this over and over, many times. Geld is fire, fire. We know that fire can be very, very damaging. It can destroy tremendously. Fire also can be very, very useful. It can repair. It can create. It can warm. It can warm up. It depends. It all depends how you use the fire. If you get too close, it's a disaster. But if you use it, if you stay farther away and you use it in a proper way, it could be very, very helpful and it could be a tremendous asset. So too, money, geld is fire. If money is used improperly, not properly, it could destroy, it could damage tremendously. But if used properly, it could become Shikle Kodesh. It could become Kodesh Hashem. It could be used. It could become tremendous. Good things could come out of it. That's a limud, the Matbeah Shalesh. And that geld is fire. Money is fire. When it's used properly, it could be Shikle Kodesh Shkolom Shal Kedusha V'tayra. And we should be there to have a good Shabbos. Thank you.